Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I want to come to you today out of the topic of removing all traces of leaven. It's really important for you to understand what leaven means. So I'm going to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. And the Passion Translation reads like this: boasting over your tolerance of sin is inappropriate. Don't you understand that even a small compromise with sin permeates the entire fellowship, just as a little leaven permeates the batch of dough? So remove every trace of your leaven of compromise with sin, so that you might become new and pure again. For indeed you are clean, because Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. So now we can celebrate our continual feast, not with old leaven, the yeast of wickedness or bitterness, but we will feast on the freshly baked bread of innocence and holiness. What is Paul trying to tell us about leaven? He was saying, Paul tells us there in the scripture found in Corinthians to remove every trace of leaven. So what is leaven? If we were to describe and define leaven, it's old fermented dough. That's what leaven is, old fermented dough. And it usually contains yeast. And when this dough that contains yeast, it actually is the part that is a living organism inside the leaven. And when it grows overnight, when you leave it overnight in the AM, the entire dough is going to be affected. So why does Paul make reference to leaven? What is he trying to say to you and I? So he says, for you to become new and for you to become pure, for us to be a vessel that is pure for God's use, for us to be pure where there is no mixture in us. You know, Jesus is not a God of mixture. He was very clear cut. He says, you're either a wolf or you are a sheep. You are either gray or there's no gray. You're either black or white. He was saying you're either hot or you're cold. So in order for us to become pure vessels, for there not to be any contamination, pollution, or mixture, for us to become new, Paul was saying, he said, and to return to innocence and to return to holiness, he was saying, we must get rid of all little leavens, the leaven that is robbing us of innocence, the leaven that is robbing us of being pure, the leaven that is robbing us of the new. God wants to do something new in your spiritual walk. Some of you that are listening to me have been fighting the new. Some of the people that are watching me or listening to me, you've been fighting even purity in your life. And I'm talking about purity, not necessarily where you are out in the world and in sin and you know, you are doing all kinds of things that you know are wrong and you went back to a vomit. No, what I'm talking about is even purity of heart, a pure heart, a pure thought. You know, let's talk about our purity and let's talk about the newness that God wants to do in our lives. Well, in order for us to get to the new that God has for us, and in order for us to become those pure vessels, we're going to have to look at the leaven that is in our lives. And then he says, in order for us to become innocent and holy. Now, the enemy is always going to try to rob us of our innocence. The enemy is always looking for ways, strategies, and he's always looking for an opportunity to rob us of our innocence so that we can have childlike faith. You know, when you look at a child and they're innocent, and there's an innocence to them. You know, when they play and you watch them and they pretend to be, you know, cooking, or there's an innocence to a child. And what the enemy's strategy is to always to find an opportunity to rob us of that innocence, to rob us of our purity. And Paul says, for us to return to innocence, for us to return to holiness, where our thoughts are innocent, where our heart is innocent, where we're holy again. Holiness means to be separated for God's use. That's what holiness means. It doesn't mean we're perfect, but it does mean that we have a standard that we always reach for and try to attain and to have Christ-like character. Holiness means to be separated. Not necessarily that we are perfect and we have it all together, but it does mean that we strive to always be separated for God. That means if we are holy, there are certain thoughts, there are certain things that we don't want to touch or get near or even meditate on. So this leaven, when you look at the definition of leaven, what Paul was trying to tell us is old fermented dough that contains the yeast, right? He was saying, you better get rid of it because it's a living organism. That means that yeast is alive. That yeast, when you look at yeast in the natural, it's alive. It's a living organism. And what happens is in the night, it grows through the night, through the whole batch of dough. So by the time you wake up in the morning and there was yeast, that living organism that was inside of that dough, by the time you wake up in the morning, that whole dough is affected. So why is Paul saying that? He was saying for us to get to purity, for us to live in a state where there is no mixture. You know, I recall maybe about 3 years ago when God told me clear as day, he said, build me a church without mixture. There's so much mixture in the body of Christ. There's so much mixture, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But Paul was saying, hey, that little leaven, it's a living organism. It's going to grow through the whole batch. What is he saying? He's saying a little sin is going to grow and it's going to affect and corrupt everything else. A little compromise that we begin to allow is going to corrupt the rest of our character. A little bit of pride. Well, it's just a little bit of pride. But it goes through the whole batch. It starts to corrupt the essence that God has produced in us, the original essence, the original intent, the really who we were called to be. A little bit of falsehood. Sometimes we allow a little bit of something. What is that little bit of something that you are allowing? That today God has halted you and God has come to you through this means and through this podcast to tell you, don't allow a little bit of anything, because just like Paul said, it's going to rob you of innocence. It's going to rob you of your purity. It's going to rob you of even that purity, that holiness, and even the new that God wants to do in your life. You know, some of you could be on your way to newness, but that little bit of pride, that little bit of flesh, that little bit of offense. It's just a little offense. It's just a little bitterness. It's just a little unforgiveness. But that little bit of something goes undetected. And when it goes undetected, that little bit of discouragement, a little bit of undetected unforgiveness leads you to what? To bitterness. And it corrupts your entire being. And you can start out as a saved individual, full of the power of God, full of God's presence. You are passionate for God, but because you let a little bit of undetected unforgiveness stay, just like dough, just like a yeast, just like a leaven, that living organism, by the time you wake up, because it's a living organism, what happens is it went through the whole batch and now the whole person is corrupted. So what started out as somebody being so kind, full of the presence of God, somebody that loves God, somebody that was passionate for God, full of the presence of God, now they became a corrupted person and they have now mixture and they lost their innocence and they're no longer holy. They're no longer set apart for the things of God. Why? All because we let a little thing come in. That's why the Bible says the small foxes ruin the vineyard. It's the small things that ruin the vineyard. It's the small things that go undetected. The small offense. It's that small thing that you're just saying no. And we sometimes have a good way of doing this. We just think we're brushing it off. No, I got over it. No, I'm over it. Listen, if it's undetected in the AM, as a matter of fact, there's a scripture found in the book of Mark where Satan, it says he sows seeds at night. So while you're sleeping, he's sowing seeds of discord. And that little thing that goes undetected, that small thing, is actually hurting the holiness. It's affecting your innocence. It's affecting your purity. It's affecting everything. And it goes through the whole batch. And what does it do? It starts to corrupt your character. It starts to corrupt your thoughts. It starts to corrupt your heart. Is there a little something that maybe a little leaven that has gone undetected? Well, it's just a little bit of wine. Well, that little bit of wine could open the door to a lot of other things. That little bit of a compromise. That, I mean, it's not that bad. It's not like I'm hurting anybody, you know, but that little compromise is actually taking you to a whole other road. That's what Paul was saying. He's saying it's going to corrupt everything else. It's going to corrupt your innocence. It's going to corrupt the holiness. It's going to corrupt you being set apart for God. Listen, some of you that are watching me, you're called by God. Some of you that are watching, you've been chosen by God. And so we are called to be holy individuals. and we are set apart. There are things we don't watch. A little bit of this movie, a little bit of that. That can corrupt you. You know, one movie can actually corrupt the entire character. One little something, one wrong conversation. It was just a little bit of gossip. All of that little bit can actually take you to a whole lot of impurity, to a lot of mixture. So I want to come to you in this podcast to warn you. Is there a little bit of leaven? Is there a little bit of something that is going undetected? A little bit of discouragement? A little bit even of sadness? Is there a little bit of anger? Is there a little bit of impatience? Is there a little bit, just a little anger? I'll get over it. No, listen, the Bible says, don't go to bed in your anger. Don't go to bed angry. You have to get rid of anger. I mean, here's David, who told us in the Psalms, at the beginning of Psalms, when his own son had betrayed him. You know what he says? He said, don't go to bed in your anger. That's what David tells us when he's been betrayed, when he's been hurt, because he understood this concept and this principle in the kingdom of a little bit. We think it's just a little bit, but that little bit can take you to a whole heck of a lot of mixture. And that's not what God wants for us. God and Paul is warning us through Paul, through Corinthians, to go back to purity. Where are you not pure? Are your thoughts pure? Is your heart pure? David said it best. He said, God, he said, examine my heart and renew the right spirit within me. He was constantly checking his heart. Do you check your heart every day? Do you examine your heart? And then he said, God, give me a new heart, a pure heart. Is your heart pure? Is your mind pure? Or is there a mixture in your life? See, we got to do away with mixture, because when mixture is in a person's life and we allow mixture in our lives, maybe not at first, does the enemy perhaps defeat you? Maybe not at first, but eventually it leads you on to the wrong path. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end it leads to destruction. So I want to ask you this question. Is there a little bit of leaven? Is there a little bit of anger? Even anger. There are some fights, they're not worth it. Sometimes it's just better to just close your mouth and just leave it at that. A little bit of something sometimes isn't even worth it. Maybe you got a little bit of something today and it's robbed you of holiness and it's robbed you of purity. If that is you, and it's robbed you of this innocence and this you know, holiness that God wants for your life. And if that's the case, then today through this means God is maybe confronting you. And maybe God is trying to bring conviction in your heart to not allow any little thing, but to cast it out immediately. I'm gonna pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every viewer. And I pray if there's any leaven, little bit of anything, Father, that today, Lord, that they would detect it and that they would have the revelation through these means, God, to detect any leaven that has gone unnoticed. Father, any leaven that is growing, even it's growing, it's living, it's growing, it's not going to stay little. Father, let them, through this podcast and through this means, God, be convicted. And Father, that through that conviction, it leads them to repentance. And I pray, Father, that your people would go back to holiness, and that if there is mixture, God, that they would remove the mixture, and that they would go back to purity, that they would go back, Father, to innocence and holiness, God, so that you can finish the new that you are doing in their lives. Father, I cover them with your precious blood, and I thank you for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. Please share with everybody you can, and we will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.